This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the self-governing island's president met with members of a new U.S. congressional delegation on Monday, threatening to renew tensions between Beijing and Washington after a similar recent visit by the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi angered China. Pelosi was the highest-level member of the U.S. government to visit Taiwan in 25 years, and her trip prompted nearly 2 weeks of threatening military exercises by China, which claims the island as its own. In those drills, Beijing fired missiles over the island and into the Taiwan Strait and sent warplanes and Navy ships across the waterway's midline, which has long been a buffer between the sides that split amid civil war in 1949. China accuses the U.S. of encouraging the island's independence through the sale of weapons and engagement between U.S. politicians and the island's government. Washington says it does not support independence, has no formal diplomatic ties with the island, and maintains that the two sides should settle their dispute peacefully, but it's legally bound to ensure the island can defend itself against any attack. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration says it is reducing flights around New York City. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The reason? Lack of staffing. Airlines and the FAA have traded blame for flight delays and cancellations this summer. The agency says departing and arriving flights could be delayed up to 2 hours at Kennedy International, LaGuardia, and Newark Liberty airports. Many of the complaints by airlines have focused on a flight control center in Jacksonville, Florida. The FAA has promised to increase staffing there. The message to passengers in the New York City area is check with their airline for information about particular flights. I'm Ed Donahue.
There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian military says it has repelled more than a dozen Russian attacks in the country's east and north, including attempts to advance on key cities in the eastern industrial heartland known as the Donbas. In its regular Facebook update, the military general's staff said Monday that Russian troops had attempted to push toward Kramatorsk, one of the major cities in the eastern Donetsk province that remain under Ukrainian control, but they failed completely and chaotically and retreated. The Donetsk region is one of two provinces that made up the Donbas, where the fighting has largely been focused in recent months since Kremlin forces retreated from around the capital, Kyiv. The criminal probe of the 2020 election in the U.S. heats up for former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. We get details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Prosecutors in Atlanta have told Rudy Giuliani's lawyers that he is a target of their criminal investigation into possible illegal attempts by then-President Donald Trump and others to interfere in the 2020 general election in Georgia. Giuliani's lawyer says that the special prosecutor sent notification that the former New York mayor, later a lawyer for Trump, is a target of the investigation by Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. Willis has said she is also considering calling Trump himself to testify before the grand jury. The former president has hired a criminal defense attorney in Atlanta. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The top UN envoy for Yemen says that he is intensifying efforts to achieve an expanded truce between the warring parties that will hopefully lead to the start of talks on a ceasefire in preparation for resuming a Yemeni-led political process. Hans Grunberg told the UN Security Council on Monday that the August 2nd agreement by the internationally recognized government and Houthi rebels to a two-month extension of the truce that began April 2nd continues the longest pause in fighting since Yemen's civil war began in 2014. He warns that the failure to extend the truce will lead to renewed violence. Authorities say migrants were stopped fewer times at the U.S. border with Mexico in July than in June. That's a second straight monthly decline. Flows are still unusually high, particularly among nationalities less affected by a pandemic-era rule, Title 42, that denies migrants legal rights to seek asylum on grounds of preventing spread of COVID-19. And recapping our top story, China announced more military drills around Taiwan as the self-governing island's president met with members of a new U.S. congressional delegation. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.